A sight and smell ordinance is now law in Benton County. That means if you can smell or see marijuana grows from your home, you have the right to call the sheriff. It's a policy straight out of the debate on legal marijuana. 56% of Benton County residents voted against I-502 in 2012. And now many are fighting to get it out of their backyards. Jennifer Mons lives in Findlay, along the Columbia River next to Kennewick. She says her drive home has changed since cannabis operations have popped up.
It's a drive that I used to really enjoy. Hit last fall, I was driving home, and the ride was just horrible. It reeked of marijuana. Started actually getting headaches and sick to my stomach.
Findlay is an unincorporated part of Benton County. Because of that, marijuana growers, processors, and retailers flock to that part of the Tri-Cities. The county's sight and smell ordinance means all 40 deputies from the Benton County Sheriff's Department can follow up on complaints. A first-time infraction will cost $500, but it does come with a 10-day grace period for offenders to make changes. Growers like Randy Williams believe the ordinance is just scapegoating weed.
Just like smelling grapes, you know, you smell them when you drive by when it's harvest time. Hops, you smell them when you drive by. You go by these cattle yards. Those aren't a very good smell. I don't think people go by there or go out of their way to drive by a cattle yard like they do.
Williams owns Fireweed Farms in Prosser. He was one of the first legal cannabis farmers in the Yakima Valley. Nearby, he has over a dozen neighbors. But Williams says he hasn't had any complaints.
And we just know everybody for a long time, so we talk. You don't complain to somebody else, you complain to your neighbor if you have a problem with them. You don't go to
Williams the... makes an interesting point, but Bill Berkman disagrees.
And one could say, oh, well, if you're going to be a dairy farmer or a chicken farmer, that, you know, that's the fragrance of nature. But here's the deal. There are a lot of ordinances already on the books where you can dairy farm and how many head of cattle you can have in proportion to how many acres you have.
Berkman is a chairman of the Benton County Republicans. He thinks county commissioners made a move in the right direction.
We're against it because, quite simply, it has no place in our society.
County policies exist to guide farmers and their crop production, but the language of those policies is changing. Benton County commissioners voted to amend the definition of agriculture earlier in May. Now the words agriculture and farming exclude marijuana. But current marijuana businesses are grandfathered in. Nearby counties have reacted similarly by limiting cannabis operations. Yakima County has a non-binding advisory vote banning new marijuana businesses in unincorporated parts of the county. Walla Walla passed a similar ordinance. In the 6 years after the passing of I-502, Washington is still figuring it out. Cities and counties are experimenting with their own local policies while staying true to state law. Meanwhile, the state is trying to make sure the feds don't crack down on them. It's a kaleidoscope of policies across the map. For Randy Williams, the shifting policies means his business is caught in the crossfire. Before becoming a cannabis farmer, Williams owned a carpet cleaning business for over 30 years.
Then I started the marijuana business, so I slowed down the carpet business thinking that, oh, you know, this is get rich quick, never have to do carpets again. But when the marijuana slowed down, now I'm ramping up my carpet business again.
An influx of growers, processors, and retailers means the market is saturated and marijuana prices are dropping. And what was once a bustling green wave of business is now caught in the weeds of regulation. In Benton County, I'm Esme Jimenez.